You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
Let me tell y'all how slow niggas is, bro, on this album. I made a video about the National Guard about Trump coming to Chicago, right? I said, well, Trump don't come to Chicago, which, you know, which he is, no matter what. I mean, he's the president of the United States. I'm constantly telling people in the video, under no circumstances, bro, it's a lot of bad people in Chicago that's going to fight back against the National Guard. I'm not saying that the fact that Trump isn't going to do his job or whatnot. I'm saying that the fact that there's going to be people in the city that are going to at least try to fight back the National Guard. Now, I'm not saying that the National Guard can't take them out, because obviously they got that power too. Some dumbass nigga talking about, oh, it's a threat. Why isn't this guy locked up? Nigga, I never threatened the president. What are you talking about? Do y'all not understand that this is the National Guard, bro? This is like, bro, he's about to go to war with the whole city. People are going to fight back regardless, bro, whether y'all like it or not, bro. Now, is it a high chance they gonna lose? Of course they gonna lose, 100%, bro. You're dealing with the National Guard, bro. But coming to the city of Chicago is only going to make things worse, bro, regardless of what y'all talking about.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I am pretty sure that you have seen an uptick in what I'm going to call the Chicago thugs talking about possible responses to Donald Trump and sending in the National Guard to address the out-of-control crime that's in Chicago. Now, there was one particular content creator who I'm going to call the Bearded Big Boy, and his TikTok that went absolutely viral to the point that the White House actually had words for his video. Now, of course, Bearded Big Boy was popping off all at the mouth. Yeah, he was talking all that mad good nonsense, talking about, you know, we're a different breed out here in Chicago. You know, these ninjas out here, they got switches, you know, this, that, and the other. So, of course, the media labeled him a gang member. Then all of a sudden, he started backtracking. He walked back what he had to say. But nah, brother, it's too late. Stand on that square. See, this is what we call, in the black community, selling wolf tickets. Yeah, yeah. So, of course, you got more of these Chicago thugs talking about, you know, don't send in the National Guard, you know, this, that, and the other, all saying the same stupid, ignorant rhetoric. You know, we got switches. Yeah, right. See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to hype themselves up and thinking that they're going to, you know, bluff the National Guard. This is all nothing more than one big attempt at a bluff, trying to scare somebody. Let's be crystal clear about something. Nobody outside of the black community is afraid of these YNs. And the only black people that are afraid of YNs are the ones that are stuck living in the city, or should I say, living in the hood with these YNs. You never notice these YNs try to take that shit anywhere else. Take that shit to a red conservative town. See what you get. Yeah, yeah. They know that the citizenry in these blue areas can't arm themselves. They know this. Of course, the leadership, the politicians know this. This is why they continue to allow these dumbasses to run roughshod over the law-abiding citizen. All because they want the citizenry to depend on them and beg them for help so they can go beg for money from the government. The whole damn scam has been thoroughly identified. However, in all of this, I decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and use all of my military knowledge and see what would happen if a group of YNs actually decided to jump and do something stupid, like actually engage the National Guard in a fight. Of course, I already know just how bad this would go. But I'm going to go ahead and do a quick comprehensive breakdown of the hardware that both sides would bring to the table. So let us go ahead and start off with the Chicago YN. What are they bringing to this fight? Now, of course, there is no standard loadout for YNs, and I'm going to put gang members in also, since Big Bearded Big Boy mentioned gang members. So we're going to go ahead and include them into the mix. Now, gangs use a variety of weapons for intimidation and protection, excuse me, with handguns being the most common choice due to their concealability and ease of acquisition. Now, of course, let's go into the particular handgun that they like to use. Small caliber pistols are frequently used, with Glocks often being considered a quote-unquote prestigious item. Many of them are acquired illegally through straw purchases or theft and are not well maintained. Yeah, Glocks are the preferred choice because they can put a switch on a Glock. Now, let's go ahead and say, yeah, they're going to bring their switches and extendo mags, 32 to possibly 100 round drum. Okay, cool. Now, is every one of those guys going to have that? Nah. Now, of course, gang members do have access to assault rifles and semi-automatic rifles. You know, high-powered rifles like the AK and AR variants are used by some gangs to project power and establish dominance. Now, here is where the Draco comes in. Yeah, the Draco. What is the Draco, you might ask? The Draco is nothing more than a bargain basement AK-47 pistol. Yeah. Now, of course, it's the most famous Instagram gun for thugs. Yes, it does fire a 7.62 round. However, that short barrel severely decreases accuracy. Yeah. It's a short gun meant for short range engagement. Just like, you know, the Glocks with the switches. That is going to absolutely destroy any sort of accuracy. So a long range battle? Now, of course, they have access to shotguns too. You know, illegally sawed off variants are used for close quarters fighting due to their devastating effect. And of course, there are some gang members who have what's called ghost guns, or privately made untraceable firearms that have been seized in operations targeting gang members. Now, let's go ahead and throw something else into the mix. Tactics. What kind of tactics do gang members use? What kind of tactics would the YNs use? Hate to say it, but there are no tactics. Their only tactic is to try to ambush somebody and spray and pray. Which is why you've never seen a YN or a gang member actually at the range practicing their proficiency with their weapons. Which is why you have so many innocent bystanders who get hit. Because, once again, spray and pray and hope for the best is their main tactic of terror. Now, once again, I'm going to reiterate, the only people that are afraid of these YNs are the people that are stuck in the hood that have to live with them. That is it. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, of course, they're taking their act to suburbs that are in blue cities because they know those people also are not armed. But yeah, once again, try taking that mess to a red town where you know people are armed. Yeah, I do not think that that's going to be a good idea. Like that very controversial song that came out during the height of the BLM riots. What was that song called? Oh, yeah. Try that in a small town. Yeah, these YNs know what they're doing. They know exactly who to terrorize. And of course, the system allows them to do it. Now, let us go ahead and talk about the National Guard. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go with the standard loadouts for the National Guard. A standard National Guard loadout includes personnel protections like a helmet and eye protection, a primary weapon such as an M4 rifle and an M17 pistol, a rucksack with uniforms and a sleep system, a load-bearing vest for additional gear, a first aid kit, and other necessary equipment like a canteen and possibly a knife or an e-tool. Now, that would be the loadout for a standard infantryman. The National Guard also deploys a various amount of machine guns, but the standard general purpose machine gun is the M240. Yeah, I had fun with that gun because that gun actually replaced the old M60. A 7.62 belt-fed weapon known for its power and use in suppressive roles. Now, of course, that will be mounted on an APC. For lighter machine gun roles, the M249 SAW, squad automatic weapon, which fires 5.56 rounds, is also standard issue for individual soldiers. So you got infantrymen and you've got heavy gunners. The standard designated marksman rifle for the National Guard is the M110A SDMR, a 7.62 semi-automatic rifle designed by Heckler and Koch. It bridges the gap between a standard M4 rifle and a machine gun, allowing soldiers to engage targets accurately at greater distances. So, you've got a simple squad right here. At the barest minimum, you've got two infantrymen, you can have a heavy gunner, and you can have sniper support. Now, of course, there have been videos talking about, well, these YNs are on rooftops. Yeah, last time I checked, you can put a couple of snipers on a rooftop too, or inside of a building completely concealed away from the YNs. Oh, I forgot something else. The National Guard actually has access to helicopters that can provide oversight as well. So, all you YNs out there in Chicago that think that you can actually take on and defeat the National Guard, yeah, you might want to go ahead and, shut the hell up. But then again, there's a part of me that says, okay, let's see how crazy you YNs really are. Let's see how much that bravado, excuse me, is going to work for you when you're facing down a vastly superior fighting force. Now, let's talk about the tactics of the National Guard. Since the National Guard trains under the Army and Marines and sometimes the Navy, yeah, they have access to all of their techniques. Breaching doors, clearing rooms, clearing buildings, all of the tactics used by the military, they have access to that, those techniques as well. So even if a squad of YNs decide that they're gonna engage a squad of National Guard, something else that the National Guard has, comms. Oh, we can go ahead and call in for sniper support. We can roll an APC right down the street. God forbid they let that 249 rip. Yeah, it would not be a good day for the YNs who decide that they're going to engage the National Guard. So all these tough-talking thugs on TikTok need to seriously shut the hell up because they're truly letting their stupidity show. And it is absolutely embarrassing for us regular, law-abiding, hard-working Black people that these ignorant fools are out here trying to puff up their chest, thinking that they're going to scare somebody. Nah. And of course, you had that one dread-headed fool talking about, you know, you talking about this, the Department of War, you're going to find out that why this is the RAC. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a lot of these dudes talking all that tough shit, as soon as they see one of their homies get smoked, oh, they're going to surrender. They're going to throw their hands up real damn quick. Trust and believe. And then we're talking just the National Guard. Let's just say hypothetically, they were to get a quote unquote win against the National Guard. Yeah, the regular army's coming in. Then you're going to have every agency come in. FBI, Homeland Security, everybody. Every alphabet agency is going to swoop in and wreck shop. So you YNs out there, you think you're crazy? You think you got that bravado? Okay. All right. I'm at the point now myself to where I say, all right, cool. Let the chips fall where they fall. If they want to jump off the porch, let them get that smoke. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know your opinion on what would happen if the YNs decide that they want to jump up and actually try to go against the National Guard. I'm telling you, gentlemen, I got my popcorn and drinks ready. But once again, I know these ninjas might be crazy, but they're not stupid. And the ones that are stupid, yeah, they're going to have a real bad time. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am